Yo, let's try this whole podcast shit.
Hey, welcome everybody, one and all, to Jeremy Tries Podcast. We're still trying. This is episode 3. I want to take a minute and point out that if you're not listening by now, you really need to check out Twist's Turn. You can find it on Anchor, you can find it on Spotify, you can find it on Apple Podcasts. It's my favorite podcast. My brother Tim talks to me, and maybe eventually other people, about various things. We have some exciting episodes up now, including one we did a week ago, where for the first time we were able to get on the phone together and record a conversation. It's up as episode 3, I believe, of his podcast. Again, it's called Twist's Turn. Twist, like twist tie, T-W-I-S-T, and turn, T-W-I-S-T apostrophe S space, capital T, lowercase U-R-N, turn like U-turn. Twist's Turn. Y'all get it, right? That was clear enough? Okay. So go over, check out Timmy's podcast, turn this one off if you want. You can come back after, or not, doesn't matter. Anyway, I just have a couple of items of business here. This is going to be a brief episode. I've decided to treat you all to not one, but two brand new, hopefully recurring segments of the Jeremy Tries Podcast. So, we're going to give that a go, and I'm going to have some exciting news for you at the end. So stay tuned, enjoy our first edition of Let's Talk About the Blues Jerseys. After that will be the first edition of Unky Jem Jem's Storytime. I hope you enjoy both. I'll talk to you in a minute. Hey, everybody. We're back for another edition of Let's Talk About the Blues Jerseys. This week's topic, Brett Hull has a chicken nugget head. That's right. You heard it here first. There's a such thing as having a chicken nugget head. Brett Hull is not the first. Certainly won't be the last. Mike Modano is another famous NHL chicken nugget head. The Manning brothers, obviously, are on the chicken nugget head Hall of Fame. Larry Bird famously had a chicken nugget head. I guess rest in peace, Larry Bird. You heard that here first also. Yeah, that's it. It's been another episode. Another thrilling episode of Let's Talk About the Blues Jerseys. Peace. All right, got some talking about the Blues Jerseys in. Always a good episode when you can do that. Up next, trying something new here. It's called Unky Jem Jem Storytime. I think it speaks for itself. Hope you enjoy it. Hey everyone, welcome to Unky Jem Jem Storytime. Story Corner. I'm not sure what we're going to call it yet. Anyway, this is the story about Cinco de Mustache. A long time ago, in a strange faraway land called my mid-twenties, Uncle Jeremy here had a tradition, an annual tradition. Anybody who knows me knows I'm a fan of a beard. I like to grow a beard. I like the way beards look on other men, and sometimes I compliment them in ways that make them uncomfortable. You know, grow up, deal with it. Your beard is sexy. What do you want me to do, Rick Nash? Not tell you about it? Not stalk you online about it to the point you have to file a restraining? You feel like it's necessary to file a restraining order? All right, we get it, Rick. I'll stop. Hope you're enjoying your retirement, by the way. I know where you live. Okay. Sorry about that, kids. On with the story. By the way, I said kids. Just want to make it known in case it's not clear to anybody. This is absolutely not for kids. It's kind of for kids in the way Wu-Tang is for kids. Like, if you don't mind your kids hearing, you know, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with, then we're cool. But if the language bothers you, then it's not for your kids. You get where I'm coming from? Lessons to be learned in the stories. If you have kids and you want to pass the lessons on, I'm not the vehicle for that. I'm not the mouthpiece you're looking for. Anyway, I just waved my hand like Obi-Wan Kenobi. I think, yeah, that's who it was, right? I love Star Trek. It's my favorite. So back to Cinco de Mustache. See, it's funny. Some of these stories can be many stories in one. Anyway, kids. Uncle Jeremy had a habit of growing a beard, particularly during the winter time. It warms, keeps the face warm. It's nice and fuzzy and cozy. I like it. In the years since, I've just had a beard around the calendar. Like a true homeless man, I have not shaved in many, many years. We might be getting close to a decade. Anyway, so back in the day, back in my mid-20s, when we would find any reason, or no reason at all, it didn't matter, to party hard, every year on the 5th of May, Mexican Independence Day, Uncle Jeremy here thought it would be funny to shave his beard down, leave just a mustache. I would do this after working during the day at some point in the evening, but prior to going out with a group of friends to a local bar for the evening to celebrate. I did the mustache, called it Cinco de Mustache, made like two people laugh. And I'm including myself in that sum. And the reason I'm telling you the story, the moral of this story, is don't be like Uncle Jeremy, kids. You do not want to be like Uncle Jeremy. Cultural appropriation is not funny. It's not a laughing matter. I was acting out of a pure heart at the time. I was not targeting any specific group of people. I wasn't looking to offend anyone. I was just having a laugh on a play of words. But I realize now that it is offensive. I apologize. And again, kids, don't be like Uncle Jeremy. And that was another edition. Sorry. And that's the story of Cinco de Mustache. All right, that was fun. A couple of new segments there. Hope everyone liked them. Even if you didn't like them, get in touch with me somehow. There's only like 4 of you listening at this point. And let me know and we can switch it up. But sincerely, everyone that is listening, thank you. I genuinely appreciate it. We're going to keep doing this and wouldn't be able to do it without all your support. So, the big news. You ready for it? It's more of a little teaser, actually, which is also what I said about myself. But that's beside the point. Buddy of mine, some of you might know as Matt. Matthew F. Some of you might know him as Fat Moron. Some may know him as Poncho Loco, El Pato Loco, Poncho Ripcord, just plain Ripcord. Man has many aliases. We're back in touch. Another beautiful thing about the podcast. I've been using it to reach out to people in my life who maybe I haven't spoken to in a while. But this is going to be big. It's if any of you have heard of a little band called Toilet Duck, a little band called Circus of Dead Squirrels, a little band called Cows from way back, you know what I'm talking about. I've been told early September, so we maybe 3 weeks away. We're going to have a lot of entertainment coming your way. That's all I'm going to say about it. Keep checking in. It's the only way you're going to be here for the excitement when it happens. All right, I love you all. Be good to each other. Be good to yourselves. Have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.